that fast, and I said, yes, I can. I'm a bureaucrat. I've taken notes in meetings 25 years.
How many years?
23.
Right. Now, you're not cutting, but then once you make your statement, aren't you cutting and pasting the same statement on?
No, what I was doing was I had ion with a colon copied, you know.
Yes, that part, right.
Because I realized in the beginning people thought maybe I was saying it, so then I started putting ion.
You said people thought you were doing it, but you were doing it.
No, there was a point when somebody said...
Now look what you've done. Now look what you've caused.
Now who's calling?
It's Marshall McLuhan. He wants He wants us to take it back.
Ian finally got the guts to dump McLuhan. It's taking him a while.
Why is that ringing?
Oh, it's the cross wires in the Android meme.
Is somebody calling?
02. Message 4. The mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside the coverage area. Please try your call again later.
Mensaje 4. El cliente del móvil donde usted está llamando no está disponible. Está
trabajando
fuera del área de cobertura.
That's not me. And they don't hear us like we hear them. They don't hear us.
Message 4. The mobile customer you have called is unavailable or traveled outside.
Oh my God, every language sounds.
Now that's Ion. Ion did that.
Dad, you unmute people continuously?
Listen, Matthew, you always have a squeaky phone, Matthew. You got the same phone? You never upgraded?
I just mumble. It's not my phone.
Yeah, it's your voice. It's squeaky. It's little man.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
You've never progressed one fucking inch since it started.
No, I've been a drug addict ever since I met Ion.
That's right, yeah.
Haven't we all?
Yeah.
Right, office. Bart, I saw a plane standing still in the sky yesterday.
That's awesome.
I did. I swear it. And then I thought, well, maybe it was just my angle. But I started pulling up the stop sign. I hadn't stopped yet. And I saw the moment it started moving again.
Oh, there you go. That's exactly right. Yep. That's what they do. They'll come to a stop, and you'll see them stopped, and then they might start moving again. And you can tell when they come to a stop.
I noticed it, and it was just sitting there, and I was too far away to tell exactly what it was, so I turned towards it, you know, and then all of a sudden, it just started moving again, and it landed at the airport nearby, and there was a shift. It was like all of a sudden, that moment of when it started moving again, there was, I can't get over it.
It's like it kicks into gear, right?
Yeah, so now it's got to become familiar. Now it just has to become, oh, never mind.
I don't even think that matters because when I saw that, started seeing it, I recognized it immediately, and I was basically just thinking, oh, my God, every time I saw it. I was elated every time I saw that. And then so that didn't have any effect on it either way. In fact, I got more and more excited about it, and I think on one particular day I saw up to 24 of these planes stopping.
In Florida or where you were living?
Up in Virginia and Maryland. I saw, one day I had to drive between states, and I saw I counted them. It was phenomenal.
How did Ion explain that phenomenon?
He's explained it as the planes are coming from parallel worlds, that the people on those planes are from parallel worlds, but I think Ion has also said there's a future version or a different version of me on those planes, on one plane or the planes, and And Ian said I could. You can catch a ride if you want to. Ian said that when we see those planes stop, that we're actually experiencing timelessness. But the anomaly there was that Ian said, isn't it interesting that you noticed that you had that timeless experience where that plane stopped, but you're still moving. So it's like there's a paradox there. But it doesn't negate the fact that it's a timeless experience, and Ion says the person who's witnessing that is creating it like everything else in your experience.
I see. So that's your validation for parallel worlds, because yeah, you on the plane are in another world, and you bring that into this world and recognize it as a stopped plane that validates your multi-bodied existence.
Yeah, good point. That's my validation for sure.
Yeah.
Who can guess who's missing? Is somebody missing? Can anybody guess who that is? I mean, you know,
from this call
here.
Matthew.
On all the Ion calls.
Matthew.
No.
No,
James,
Matthew.
Margarita.
Hurtson.
Chad.
No.
Okay. Have fun.
Thanks. Joyce?
No.
And you heard me say
male or female?
Yeah,
male or female?
I'm not telling you.
Give us a clue.
Bob, are you asking the question who was not on this call that was on the other three Ion sessions?
No, we have not heard from him or her yet at all.
Bert?
No.
You mean during the whole marathon, someone has not showed up?
Right.
Well, Chad.
Oh, Corbin?
No.
No.
We've heard from Robert.
You don't mean Michael. I mean, he was here when I...
You've all forgotten him, her.
It's a him. Calithia.
Mike Ventura?
No. See, you're not thinking
Greg,
of him,
y'all miss
her.
Me.
No, Greg.
Bob, just say it.
So, I mean, Sasha's been on, and...
No,
Sasha
there
has not
is,
been
Sasha.
On.
We have not
yeah,
Sasha's
not
months.
Been on. Wow.
Where the hell's that Sasha? I got a call. I haven't talked to her in months.
I heard her on the call, but it must have been a recording.
No, I never saw... I know Sasha's number, but I didn't look, but I didn't see
I haven't
it.
Heard her.
No.
Bob, unmute Lynn.
What?
Unmute Lynn.
You mute. Oh, unmute Lynn. Okay.
Well, Sasha's been busy working on the new website, so it's not like she isn't involved. But yeah, she must be just too busy to get on the call.
Is she on the mass emails? The email I sent?
I don't know.
Yes, she is.
Okay.
But look how long it took you guys to remember.
We're in the afterglow.
Yes.
Apparently.
Hang your head to shame. Hang your head to shame.
So, quick Carolyn, question. There was... Oh, go ahead. Okay, I'll go. There was that conversation about the Ion, the two Ion molecules,
yeah.
And what they were doing. And I missed the beginning. Or what was the question for that answer? Because I had to take a call, and I muted my... I got off the phone a little further.
No, that's an important point. He said you've got to begin with the beginning place, which is an absurd premise when there's no beginning-ending, but you're a little person, so you begin. But you don't start with the electrons. You start with the ions. That's what I said. The fallen state is the two electrical charges interacting. That's the fallen state. And I noticed he said he started with the ions.
Nucleus.
So where's the electrons? And the electrons were just garbage. So under the new condition, you begin with the ions. You don't even enter into the neutron, proton, electron. You have a nucleus.
Nucleus.
Yeah, you begin with the ions, you get a nucleus, and then that creates a neutron and the proton. And the electron's not invited.
And this was new, wasn't it? Because I've heard Ion speak about the whole nucleus that he always included.
Yeah, he never started with the phrase, you start with two ions. That was the beginning. which is a clue. We may have two ions we're dealing with here.
It wasn't new to me. I'd heard it 28 times before. I just wanted him to repeat it for you guys.
Where did you hear it?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay. Basically, we have not heard that. We have not heard him begin a sentence saying, take two ions. I don't think I've ever heard that.
No, that was novel.
Yeah. And my theory is, you bump the electron, and then he said, it's just garbage, it's trash, it's sloughed off.
The flux, it's flux.
Yeah.
And that's what's dropped
stuff.
Off.
Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting, Bob, when you asked him if he was creating right now or if
I stumped him. I didn't want to gloat. He fucking got stumped. I called him. He's Rumpelstiltskin. I said, you are, what did I say? You are, how come you, what, you're not ion, you're creating here. I said something like that. And he didn't
you're
know what to say.
You're not non-physical because you're creating.
Yeah, which we never had a chance to address in public. That was an insight. That was an insight acquired over the last 2 years. I was telling people, look, it's not ion is not non-physical when he's creating. I started saying that about 2 years ago, and so this was the first opportunity in public to ask him.
So
ion
asked,
said,
"He
said it results in creation."
He actually just said the word creation. Sound like to me, he just went creation rather weakly, rather humbly. He went humbly and shyly creation.
You got him.
I ruffled skilled him. What, Susanna?
I said, and right after that, Ion said they were complete, and they were gone.
That's right. I fucking nailed him. He won't be back. He's been named.
No, I think Ion plans that. You know, when Bob does sort of a non sequitur, he'll say, oh, I'll go out on this.
Yeah, give Bob
up
a stigma.
The ante.
Yeah, give Bob a stigma. I've driven him out several times.
He's been coming
surely
on the same
knows
time.
How to kill the conversation.
What'd you say, Eliza?
I said he's been coming on around the same time. The first time yesterday he came on when it was like 12:25 p.m. Eastern time.
And what was it today?
Today it was almost around the same time as well.
It's right, and it's right close now. To the first day, the third day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the first day was around 2.
Right.
But it's like around like, you know, before noon or afternoon.
It's right around the time when Carolyn's coming back from her walk or about to go on her walk.
No more walking for me.
But that's a good point, Suzanne. I'm glad you brought that up, the ions point. See, Suzanne is the intellectual left hemisphere woman. You don't see many of them anymore.
Some male voice stuff right around when Eliza.
I made a joke, Carol. Let them fucking laugh.
No. Some male voice around Eliza spoke up.
Garbly, it's probably Robert of Tottenham now, Sheffield, Scotland, or someplace.
You want to speak?
I think it was Goran, the Croatian guy.
No, okay, Greg.
How you doing, y'all?
Yeah. That's Goran.
You are great. Go, Bob!
That's Goran.
Did you miss Ion again?
Oh, man. I was on the first time. But it was
had an hour with Ion, Goran.
On. Man, it was 28.
No, Goran came in. I know Goran's number. He came in an hour or half an hour ago. I saw his address. He's been here. He got here. If he denies it, then I don't know what's wrong with him. If your telephone number got here before you, then.
Maybe.
See?
Did you
ask Goran? Disconnected. Fucking disconnected.
You handled all those fobs very good, Bob.
Well, that was Bob. Very good, Bob.
Yeah, Bob's still awake and alive. And
oh, yeah, that's back to me. I've been fucking here for 6 days now or something.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Five days.
I've been sitting in this chair for 5 days.
Good thing I bought you a new chair.
Yeah, good move.
You're handling the people fresh off the boat really good.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Goran.
Let's just bash.
Tonight around 8:30, it will be 120 hours.
Great, thank you. No one else is helping me on those points.
Oh, man. Well, Bob, you sound like you started an hour ago, truly. It's incredible.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm always the same person, been that way for decades. With the same voice.
Hey, Carolyn.
Yeah.
Did you, when you asked the amino acid question?
Yeah.
You have that list of the amino acids that we got from, remember, the collar of the horses from Revelations?
Right, okay.
Are those in, are you taking those into account with your questions, or were you asking?
I did not think of that. What it is, it is a permutation of lysine. And I don't know if we ever went over that, but that's what he keeps getting at. So it's something for, me in the factory to work out. But that's all it is.
Yeah, but Brian, I thought it was interesting because yesterday Austin was talking about how they were all bubbly about Leviticus. And I didn't know what part of Leviticus they were talking about. But then today when Carolyn specifically asked about the oil in the lampstand, that part is in Leviticus 24, and it has to do with the fact that the oil is the essence of the illumination of the Holy Spirit that illuminates the being. So if the oil running through the lampstand is, I don't know, lysine, is that what you think they were saying, Carolyn?
No, there were two separate questions about the oil. You know, when Brian keeps talking about the lampstand and the oil, and it just struck me just to sort of associated with what Ion keeps saying about the lipids are the most important part of the way they have the conduit through the lymphatics and the way the lipids have the double layer of fatty membrane around each cell. So I was just making a correspondence.
Yeah, but then they said amino acids. And then
I know. And that's why I re-asked the question about amino acids. And like I said to Brian, I think it's about the lysine that's transforming in the lab.
Yeah, it's interesting that, when you're talking about, the oil, the lampstand, and Bart, I think it was Bart, asked about the pineal gland. See, it's all going to interplay. See, he's talked many times about the pineal gland, and he's always referencing the thalamus, not the thalamus, what's the one in the thyroid, right? That's one. But it has to do with the optic thalamus and part of that endocrine system, and the oils has play, and Jesus, and the whole, all of those references, they all interplay. It's just a matter of developing and getting it out. But it's like, what was interesting, this Ion today was much more forthcoming than he was yesterday. Because yesterday I got into question, and he basically just kind of brushed me, oh, that's just woo-woo, the horror woo-woo stuff. And I'm like, oh, man. Okay.
So he picked up your disgust and said, oh, I better play Kate Bryan.
Yeah,
today.
He did, because I was pissed. I'm like, come on, that was nothing.
He's loving you so many ways, you're just picking one you like.
Well, Jenny, you tell Sheila.
That's right.
She ain't fucking getting in anymore. She took off. She's still fucking doing it. Comes in, asks about her stupid fucking paintings, and then leaves and doesn't engage in the social community of forming. The ideas that people are saying now is more important than interacting with Ion.
But then,
she doesn't fucking get it. When I see her name tomorrow, I'm not fucking unplugging her.
But then she creates these incredible paintings.
Fuck those paintings. They're stupid. They're not even up to date. They're obsolete. They're stupid. And Sheila, coming in, fucking, then Ion pretends to build her up like she's on a pedestal. She asks her stupid question about her fucking fingernails, and then she's gone. Bad, bad, Sheila. Bad robot.
Okay,
very
fine, Bob.
Robot.
Fine, Bob. Mute yourself. Okay,
now,
Brian.
Remember what I always said. Don't piss off Bob. Let's always remember that. Don't piss off Bob.
Step lightly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. What did Sheila, when Sheila asked about the Janus or the garden painting, what, and I got cut off right after that, but I remember she was talking about the tree and the fruit, but what other images did she get from Ion?
She asked how, you know, what's the percentage I should put of the water and the sky, and he said more sky. You know, it was just basic.
Yeah, and then I fucking updated, put the android meme in there, which he won't do.
Yeah, we both started yelling at her to put the chip body in.
Oh, yeah, you missed that, Brown. We fucking chewed her out, yelled at her.
Yeah, I even got in the act. I said, go look at Wyndham Lewis and put some of the
mechanical
paintings.
Yeah, we told her, go look at Wyndham Lewis and get fucking educated.
I'm surprised you didn't say anything about the rivers, because I mean, you know, if I was a painter and I was doing it, those four rivers are absolutely essential. You can't have fucking garden painting without the rivers, in my opinion. So that's.
But watch yourself, or you'll end up back in a relationship with Sheila just so we can get the damn painting done.
Yeah, she's gonna be fucking latching on to you again, Brian, when you have to figure out what's the paycheck.
Hey, I thought it was funny when Ion said, tell us about love, Sheila.
Yeah, that's it. That's the whole fucking neurosis there.
She's kind of disappeared since, not really, but she hadn't been as active, you know, since she's been.
No, she's not. She's all lost in love and the rearview mirror and sentiment.
Hey, Brian, but I did think it was interesting that Ion said on the tree of life that she should paint the fruit. And did you hear that the color was a pearl white?
Yeah.
Just pearl.
Yes.
It didn't say white.
Isn't that, that's like the pearl color is, like Bart always has to correct my language. Pearl is like the knacker in the pearl parable.
Yeah.
Also the gate.
Pearl of great price. So. That would be all the overlaying that you're doing to embrace this new information and overlay so that the tree would bear fruit.
Jenny, you're amazing.
And don't forget about the pearly gates.
Bob,
what was that, Bart?
The pearly gates.
Oh, the pearly gates. Mm.
Yeah, but the gates are the way you get into the city, and that's not going to, the fruit. The Bible is very explicit that a person who is eternal bears much fruit. And if the tree is bad and it won't bear fruit, you cast it, you cut it down and you cast it into the fire. So on the pearly gates, those are the gates that get into the New Jerusalem, and Ion did go over those, but if there's, this is what I'm making up about, Bart, and I'm not saying you don't, I'm just saying from my position, what I know about the Bible and stuff, the tree, there's the pearl of great price, that the parable says that there's a man and he has an acre field, and in it there's one pearl, and he buys the whole field just to get to the one pearl. And the way that is traditionally understood is that you got to go through a lot of dirt to get one pearl out of the field, but you're willing to do that because the price of it is the pearl is the essence of the Christed life. So if the pearl that Ion talks about, which is the overlaying, that's what they said, the pearl is the knacker, the spit, your words that you use to overlay and to create your new world with using your word power, and that fruit, that tree is bearing that fruit, then that's your overlaying of your embracing of the environment and speaking the words that create your eternalness.
Yeah, Jenny, I like
fucking bullshit, Jenny. Stop that. Old Jenny.
Yeah, it's wonderful, but, Jenny. Thank you.
Yeah. And Jenny, you're the way you said, you know, when you're talking about it, the Christed. You didn't say Christ, but that Christed and Christian, that Jesus Christed, that's very significant.
Yeah.
The roasted.
The roasted Christian.
Yeah.
What I wanted to ask you, Bob, could we not set up a two-hour segment with Carolyn, Brian, and Ginny? I mean, that dynamic, you know, if we had a set, you know, just them for 2 hours.
For what?
That would be
They don't know anything.
Oh, my God. Cameras
know nothing.
Yes, they do. I have to disagree with you.
Wendy just wants to get a massage. She just likes to get a massage.
She wants to hear that old-time music, the old-time words, the 99%er stuff.
No, I
don't. Hey, Bob.
Brian, Carol, and no stuff.
Well, what the fuck? What have I got to do with it? You can organize it.
No, Wendy's saying during your marathon.
During this?
2 hours.
To do what? To talk?
Yeah, to continue this discussion.
To pollute my fucking record, my thing? No, I got lots of shit. I'm filling up the whole thing next 5 hours.
Oh, by the way.
What?
Ginny and Brian and Carolyn are right here, and we're talking.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, see? That's how whacked out Wendy is. She doesn't even know it's right here.
Oh,
I know, but
what's more?
I was thinking Brian's able to hang up, and while they're all here, we could plan it.
Well, Carol's not going to tell you anything. She's not going to tell you anything significant. Ginny's just going to talk
about
the Bible.
Well, you're releasing so much stuff. I'm going to, too.
You're not releasing. I'm not releasing anything.
You're not going to outdo me.
Water under the bridge. All this evergreen stuff.
There you go, Carol.
Hey, one more thought about the pearl that I thought about when...
Now, Susanna, I would welcome Wendy and Susanna. Now, that's something that should happen.
Ah, thank you, Bob. That's very kind.
Yes.
let me add a little bit about the pearl, because I thought about how a pearl is created, and isn't it an irritation in an oyster that the oyster then overlays to insulate itself from the friction?
There's a whole audio on Bob's catalog that addresses that specifically.
What's the word? The nectar, the nexus? What's the...
Knacker.
Knacker. The knacker. You're talking about the knacker, Suzanne.
So is that just an allegorical reference?
Yeah, it's just another metaphor. Forget about it.
No, it's a good metaphor for overlaying. I mean, that's
contrast.
What Ginny was saying. And just looking at my notes, looking for the word pearl.
I think you're off. You're muted, Carol.
How is that even possible? No, I'm fine. there's something
I'm
under
muted.
The discussion about King John, and Ion said, and those heads and those little seed pearls from King John. And I don't know where that went, but do you remember, Bob, if John was involved with the pearls in any way?
No.
Maybe it was just part of the, the royal jewels and pearls. Yeah, Ion goes on about Barbara Bush's pearls a lot. Remember how she always used to appear in pictures with her pearls around?
You know why? He was covering up the big warts or something on her chest.
Well, she had a whole big thyroid problem.
Yeah, she had some big problem there and a big bumps there. That's why she wore the pearls.
And then here's a note. When you start looking at the Kodiaks, the orb referenced in the Kodiaks in the Sistine Chapel, you will find an orb physically painted in the ceiling with seed pearls around the top. It's actually a fleur-de-lis, but it's a cross. There's a cross at the top. X marks the spot.
Why are you telling us this? What's the point?
I'm looking up pearls everywhere to sort of trigger Brian and Ginny if anything comes up.
You should be dressing Susan. She brought it up.
Fine. Susan's listening, but she wasn't there to hear these words like Brian and Ginny were.
What about when we travel through our cells, when we transit to the guff, was that ever explained? Is that considered a gate or a portal or just a pass through that hasn't been named yet?
I don't know. Anybody?
For some reason, I can't help but think that the pearly gates the gates are associated here somehow, but. I guess that's to be discovered.
Well, they are, but you went on, and to me, when you went to the guff, it's like going through the gates to the guff. But see, I think that's where little men tangle that up, because it has. I mean, you can go to the guff if you want to, but those pearly gates, they're not, they have nothing to do with the guff. It has, though, when you go through those gates, it's something completely different than, you know, the,
no, you're not transitioning, right? You're traveling to a different world.
I have some notes here. When I was big on writing books, I would put down lists and lists of topics, and one of them was emotions, the knacker of the soul. And the note on that is, it's oyster spit that makes pearls, and it's called knacker. So I don't even know. Let me see when that was.
And I would say, Bayard's definition of the soul so far, and I'm going to say so far, is, you know, this the what is it, the stenographer or whatever. But I think when you get a different definition of the soul, that phrase is so, me, it's so euphoric, because the soul means to me now means something completely different than just the stenographer that keeps tracks of unrealized creation. Because look, what Aya was talking about before, with little man, there are very different dynamics. So in the fallen state, little man's state, the soul, yeah, the soul would represent, you know, okay, because you're little man and eventually you're going to transition, okay, the soul's there to, you know, keep track of whatever, blah, blah, blah. But in the ascended state, it is something completely different than what, you know, so far what Ion has defined the soul as.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, not just a stenographer, because, and it's about, you know, the timing of when we got all this, that business about emotions, the knacker of the soul, that was July 24th, 2009, you know, so it evolved and shifted, and a lot of what Ion has given us, I keep thinking it's like we have the kindergarten version, and you get a little touch of something, and then by the time you get into postgrad, you know, that little tiny version is sometimes the opposite, because you weren't ready to handle the postgrad. So we keep layering, like the knacker, we keep layering the information that Ion keeps feeding us.
And the tablets support that the soul is something. I've been thinking that a lot with the Emerald Tablets. There's something more to it.
Mm-hmm. And just like Susanna said, I have the note here, pearl, oyster spit, festering irritant inside the mollusk of an oyster, the natural response to that grain of sand or particulate matter, the oyster starts creating knacker, and it layers and layers, making a space for it. The longer inside the oyster, the larger the pearl. Salt water around, and the salt water pearls are round, and the freshwater pearls are more knobbly. So there was a whole thing, because, you know, J.W., he was a gemologist for a long time, so I think a lot of this information probably came through him.
That was Ian's pointing out the nature of the purpose of contrast, was that irritant was
that's
contrast.
What I was just thinking.
Excuse me, people treasure. I think these are more words from Ion, I'm pretty sure, because I usually would say if it's a wiki, but people treasure pearls, maybe not so much anymore, but in its day, widely treasured. You have an irritant, and the response becomes, with the expressional coating, becomes an interesting place that creates a gem-quality oyster spit, fragile yet very resistant, soft and pleasing to the eye, and yet actually very hard. It's many things at the same time, evening pearls and day pearls. Every debutant's ball started with a grand strand of pearls. The more you wear pearls, if they are matched to the wearer, they get richer in color. And here's how this works. Pearls have colors. Lay a strand of pearls on the lady and see if they shine. There's quite an art to embracing pearls as jewelry. Another interesting tidbit. If a husband and wife have been together more than 15 years, and you can match the pearl on the man, it will be a perfect shade for the female. Color doesn't matter. It's the tone. The men folks get off because they can go for their skin tone. And then to get on with the platitudes. Platitude example is God is love. A widely established, understood place of this is a building block for other points of knowing. And he was talking, there was something we were getting into about the pearl of the platitude that this evoked, and it was an August 12, 2009 reading, as we called them back then. So, I mean, that's just, you know, a bunch of words, but, and I don't know that it means anything.
Ian said, God is love, but does he love you?
Oh, God.
He said that when he was on the call here with one of the women.
Right. Say, yeah,
what? What'd you say, Bart?
He said either when he came on this time or a time before, he said, God is love, but does God love you? He might have been saying it to Eliza, maybe?
I forget, but yeah, here he goes on. The pearl of the platitude starts with spit, irritation, and flatness. The most delicious places that you find yourself are the ones that come from the flattest flat and the most salty spit, from the most aggravating irritation. So that's what we're saying, the contrast parts. Those are the places you arrive at. The process in those pearls, which are very treasured, the platitudes are flat, or, and then there's a dot, 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 I probably missed some words, the unconnected disconnection that ends up being very plugged in. Come into a new place of understanding, the simplest words. Some places begin in a contrasting stasis in a homogeneous holding patterns. I want irritants that will cover a foreign body that will fester into a delicious dot, dot, dot. Bring on the spit and irritation. I'll show you the paradigm of the pearl. The paradigm is the place of the platitude. Now, you know, it's a lot of wordy words, but that's, as I said, when Ion would be sort of giving me notes, you know, he wanted to expand this type of thing into a book. I don't know if there's anything else. I think we've got the concept about the pearl. Take that back to the days of your life. In that way, you slightly modify, you change the outcome, sometimes through contrast, levity, going with the flow, or sometimes not. What color pearl you get has a lot to do with how you slightly modify the process. So, I mean, this is back in early, you know, in the early days, and that, you know, we got into the 3-2-1-ing-ish. Sometimes you have this horrible thing as you describe it in your childhood. It's graphic. It's a huge deal, a divorce, parents expire, there's a wicked stepmother, irritant, spit, pearl. You live through the depression, and the further back in your memory, the stronger it is. In senility, people regress and go back to their memory as a child. Because that irritant is so outside the established knacker, they go back to where the pearl began. If you look for a reason, there it is. Are pearls bad? Cancer, disease, radioactivity, get pressurized into things that ruin your life? Are they envied? Yeah, you got the point.
Yeah, so the pearl is us, our body. We're the gate.
Right. And then toward the end of all this, Ion says, spit happens. Okay.
Right. The overlaying process then that has a direct effect on the outcome of the pearl and how lustrous and rich that it really is.
Right. It's like if you can direct your irritation, you create what you want. It's part of the one-ing of our lives. It's a metaphor. I don't know if it's any bigger than that.
And then in there somewhere was something about in a disconnected state, but you're always still connected. Did I hear something to that effect that you just read?
I think so. It's just
I had that experience this morning. My internet was totally down. I woke up, and the first thing I did was put my little iPad on so I can listen to you guys and only get on the phone when it's time to talk, or with the evergreens are much clearer over the computer. So I'm on my little iPad, and I'm listening and multitasking. I get on the internet. My internet is totally shut down for at least 2.5 hours,
but the show played consistently on my iPad. So I was disconnected, but I was very much connected.
Well, here's the words, Deb. The unconnected disconnection that ends up being very plugged in.
Yeah, perfect.
Exactly.
Word.
Exactly what mm-hmm. you experience. So, you know, all this yeah. about the pearl is related to yeah. Sheila's painting.
That's detached, and that's McLuhan's detached. The artist is detached and involved at the same time.
Yay.
Would you say unconnected disconnected?
Yeah.
Unconnected connected?
The unconnected disconnection that ends up being very plugged in. But I'm just reminding us what we're talking about is the pearl-colored fruit on the tree of life.
Mm-hmm.
So how does any of the words I said connect to that?
Can we share some of what the tree of life represents?
Sure. Share away, Bart.
Would the tree
well,
of life
I'm trying to recall. Spine? What's that?
Would the tree of life be the spine?
You have to distinguish between metaphor and metonymy.
Metonymy, one thing that a word that refers to something.
Else? Well, the tree of life definitely refers to the generations of the drop. If you listen to Genesis, it has a lot to do with the assembling of the double helix strands. And so, I mean, to me, it makes perfect sense. The tree of life is planted in the garden and where the rivers flow, as Brian said, and the river is flowing and their relationship to the earth is a great anomaly that's occurring as this environment changes and the rivers flow in different directions. And there's the tree of life in the middle of the garden as paradise. And there's the tree producing this fruit, and the fruit is the overlaying of all the conditions and circumstances that people are experiencing right now as they go from their, you know, quote-unquote little man status, which I thought it was interesting that Ion said, you would never want to take one double helix strand and try to get it to 144,000. You would get a perfect cell and you would replicate that perfectly, which is why Ion always says perfect makes perfect. You don't practice as perfect, you know. So you get a perfect cell and it replicates perfectly, and as that process is occurring and your other cells are being replaced by this perfect cell replicating perfectly, you are going to have contrast, and the way you embrace that and say your words about it, like, oh, this is just part of my ascension process. How exciting. And you can take on that challenge and embrace it. I've gotten to learn how to embrace a lot of physical things in my body using my words. Cause not every single, you know, experience that I've had in my body since I started this process has been like awesome. But it's all part of the context of ascension, and so I've got lots of pearls on my tree. I just know that for a fact. That's why I'm excited about it. I'm excited.
Right. So the generations of the tree of life are the RNA drops, and we're, you know, well into the 90th generation, and then the fruit of the RNA is this overlaying of our knacker to create what we want out of the RNA drops.
I think Ion also said that the tree, when the tree is, when we come to the tree or the tree is activated, it allows or activates certain other things. Does anybody remember that conversation?
Certain other things. I mean, is there something that you're getting at that you know?
Well, I was trying to think. I remember a conversation. Maybe I tried to make this analogy that the tree. I asked if the tree was a double helix strand. If there was any relationship there visually.
No, that was also the tree represents all the generations. There's 144,000 double helixes, and it would be 12 sets of 12.
Yeah, and I remember Ion talking about the... Well, I can't talk about it.
Adam and... You can't talk about what?
Well, the Genesis series, when Bob finally shut Ion down.
Yeah, what did he say? Bob said you could talk about it. What did he say?
Oh, he was just, I think that Bob got fed up because Ion was going into the branches and the leaves falling, and Bob just said, that's it, I've had it.
Well, I remember the Tree of Life is was significant in the fact that the Tree of Life is the connection, like the Mother of Earth. The connection between the soul and the Tree of Life makes the connection back to God possible for all. There's no Tree of Life, you would never get back to God. That's what the notes that I took on Genesis. So it's like the tree is a connection between soul and God and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So for the first time you have knowledge as a God. There's no good or evil.
Oh, you have knowing. So you just have knowing. There's no judgment with what you know. You just know.
The Evergreen said that.
Yeah, that's cool.
The Evergreen said that the story of Adam and Eve and eating of the tree of knowledge was a planned fall, because they said, what would it be in it for God if God knows and experiences everything to experience more? I'm not saying all the words exactly, so just kind of get the gist of what I'm saying. So when Adam and Eve did eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they acknowledged that they did not have all knowledge, and therefore they used that to forget they were God so that they could experience more by forgetting they were God and separating themselves. And that was the whole story of Adam and Eve in a nutshell.
Yeah, we have an update here.
in order to want to eat from the tree of knowledge, you have to first acknowledge you don't have all knowledge. That was the connection point.
So and the tree is representative of your state of God.
That means a fallen state.
Mm-hmm. It's well-founded in the dust of the earth, which is where we separated ourselves from our power.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but knowing Ion, I mean, they would probably say, bullshit to what the Evergreen said.
Sure.
And they would say that the tree of life is what Deb said, the connection to God. They wouldn't say it's part of the fallen state. They'd say it's the ascended state, just to go in the opposite direction. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you dropped by a tree and you climbed by a tree.
That's right.
It's the both and.
That's right. That's right. There's Ion for you, just in scrambling things up. It's so funny. Anyway.
Yeah, and then he'd say, oh, you don't need to worry about this tree. Don't worry about the tree.
Forget
you'll get
the
there.
That's right.
Yeah, as long as we, you know, just look at the metaphors and enjoy them and move on. If we get stuck in them and get mad, then when it shifts to something else, I mean, that is not, growing and never stopping. We just don't ever stop.
If I get mad and hang up on Ginny.
Yeah. Bob would hang up on us and pull the plug on this whole thing and say, that's it. Nobody's learned anything. I say, make no decisions, you know.
Yeah, Bob took the hard road there, or the hard line there. He just hung up on Ion, basically.
That's right.
In the Genesis thing.
He'll just hang up. That's right. Well, Bob hangs up on Ion. That's right. That's so funny.
For the last 15 minutes.
For fun.
For the last 15 minutes, I've been thinking about how I'm going to, nobody can ask any more personal questions about themselves. That's the fucking rule.
I know.
Now, when the new girls, little girls come in, okay then, but I'll decide that. I know who they are. But none of you fuckers are going to be able to repeat anything about yourselves, and as soon as you start saying fucking up, I'm going to block the question. We had our three times orgy, now you're going to get fucking back to work. And I'm going to fucking censor any fucked up question. I was planning this for 15 minutes, and Jimmy picked up on it. Ginny's there, and you guys started to pick up on it.
And Bob's yelling this with his pants down around his knees, just coming out of the bathroom.
Yeah, I haven't even wiped myself yet. I have not wiped myself yet.
In a real authoritative position.
I have not begun to wipe.
Does that mean it's a load of crap?
That's right. I knew it, Bob. I could see me and booing. I knew it.
Bob dumped a load of crap in many ways.
I did ask about Bob Fest and what the ramifications were of this exchange. So I was throwing in some global or some more broader.
Oh yeah, yeah, you were.
Yeah, you did a lousy job at it.
I wasn't expecting your special
Bob
guest back.
In particular. Can you hear me?
Oh,
yes.
You must be on speaker.
Here, is that help?
Yeah, that's better.
Bob,
okay, so the tree of life, tree of knowledge, where do we go from there?
Darling Genesis.
You go to the Android meme and get started.
Maybe we need a Genesis rewrite group, because we never did really get into that heavy like we did Revelation.
Yeah, it's like, what is the next step? Yeah, I'm pursuing it. Is there a next step?
Is it part of the Revelation series, or is it its own recording? Because I couldn't find it.
Say that
again. Find what?
Is Genesis part of the Revelation series?
No, it's a three-part new series, Genesis part, or it's two-part.
Yeah, it's not listed on the website. It's not listed on the website.
Yeah, so that's why I couldn't find it. I was going
to
get that.
Yeah, you have to find out by word of mouth.
So why isn't it up, Bob?
I don't want it up there.
Is it a purchase thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to find out about it by participating. I mean, rapidly, several of you people are not going to be asking any more fucking questions based on what you've been saying the last half hour. I'm fucking watching you. I am the rule here. Don't piss off Bob, all right? I got my pants back on, too. Is that Sue's laugh? Did I hear Sue?
Sound like Jean, but I don't know.
Yeah, maybe it's Jean, but that was Sue's laugh.
Bob, is the reason you didn't put Genesis up public because, I mean, you really, in my way of thinking, I think you have to go all the way through Revelations before Genesis would make any sense.
That's right. That's right. You have to be lucky and find out about it.
And it's almost like people say, okay, I did Revelation, what's next?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll beat my chest, Bob, like you do. I was the one who asked for Genesis.
Good.
But y'all had already done it.
Yeah, that's what drove Ion away. By the third session, I had enough. I fucking yelled my head off on November 30th at Ion, and then he was gone the next day, the fucking coward.
The what next part, isn't that just us engaging?
What's the next part?
Well, that's what Ion keeps saying, get happy, get on with it. And, you know, when I listen to all the questions being asked, he says a lot of the same things, maybe in a little bit of a different way, but, I mean, the basic principles have already been laid out. And, you know,
yeah, the last 3 days he's been saying with a rhythm, well, the last 2 days, a rhythm of obsolescence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something has changed.
It's so easy
for you people who've had 100 sessions to say.
What? Easy, that's right. It is easy for us to say.
But the material's all right there. I mean, even in the sessions, I mean, everything is very enlightening, revealing, is right there on the How Ionic site and in the archives. And I know what you're saying about, you know, not having a session, but if you heard the last 3 times Ion has come in, it's like every session would be. It's the same kind of questions asked a different way.
Something that's never been said before, and it was very valuable to me. Sorry,
the best,
right.
The most fun was when Ion summarizing TV shows like he did with Sheila.
The Doctor
Who.
That was the most fun for you, Bob, and Madeline saying what was the most fun for her was hearing something that she had never heard and considering something that she had never considered.
Well, Madeline will be drunk with fun then for next year because there's a lot she hasn't heard and she just needs to hear them, and she will hear them by buying the stuff or Ion's sing-songy method.
What do you want?
Yeah, and how synchronistic that she, out of all the hours, Madeline, on the, you know, opportunity to be on the phone, you were right there for all three, weren't you?
Yeah, I went to bed at 3 in the morning and got up at 8 for a reason.
Yeah.
I'd like to know how Ian thinks we're redoing the 60s, how we're coming along on that. Hello?
Bob, isn't that your specialty? No? Does Ian say we're redoing the 60s? Bob,
he
must be like a maniac. Are you withholding, Bob? Yeah, oh, you almost said yes. I should take pictures of you. I should video you while you're doing this. I gotta know. But with a smile and a few hand signals. Oh, yeah, Bob wants me to spray him.
Shut up.
I'm going to spray
him. Spray me with your jism.
Spray
me with your jism.
Remag Relight.
Well, does Bob want to say what over the last half hour he would find issue with or could correct?
You have to repeat that. Her phone was off.
I was asking if you could share what over the last half hour you would take issue with or correct.
Say that again.
Or add to. What over the last half hour would you take issue with, correct, or add to?
That you're all speaking in English.
Oh, no.
You want me to turn on you like, are you trying to turn into today's the Altamont victim?
Oh, well...
Bob, what thing was
it? You know, it says Woodstock and Altamont. Is that Sue Bone? Oh, Sue's flying. So, Altamont and Woodstock and Altamont, it says on the Bob Fest.
Yeah, and
so
there are no...
three women who came in yesterday got Altamonted.
And there are no extraneous guests today. So, yeah, somebody's
numbers... Yeah, so
numbers,
one of you guys are going to get Altamonted. You
somebody's
keep
numbers
going to
come up.
You keep fucking pissing me off. You're going down.
Bob, why don't you play a nice recording?
No.
Bob, what's English?
What you just said. English.
And what's not English that you would better approve of?
Hand signals.
Yeah.
I don't think
pretty hard on the phone, though.
Well, on the radio.
Yes, arguing for your limitations.
Bob, I'm sending you a hand signal right now.
Yeah, I see it.
It's a high five.
No, it's a middle finger in the air, right? I got it.
Well, Carolyn, you asked what's next after these things, and I said earlier, I would say again that it's just, aside from what we're doing individually, it's these just using words and engaging as we're doing.
We're using words to create the right reality that you want. And Ion alluded to, you know, when he kind of went into that rant about McLuhan and this and Thompson and that, is basically don't get so hung up in the dogma or the words, because it's always expanding and changing and, it's never one certain
messages. And in quick messages, Ryan asked about William Irwin Thompson. He said something, and it was right when Ion did the rant. I checked that later. It was pretty close to the same time. So Ion was answering Ryan when he mentioned William Irwin Thompson.
Okay.
Yeah, Ryan goes, Bob, ask Ion if he has a message for William Irwin Thompson. And then right around that time, he included Thompson in his rant.
I mean, there's a point in time where you can talk and study and do all this, but at some point you just have to go out and live it and take it into your reality. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you don't have to go out and I would say you're doing it right now. You don't have to go anywhere. You're doing it when we're talking about these things at ion sharing, there are different dynamics involved there than there's something novel about what's happening when people are engaging about these things with an awareness or a knowledge of it.
Mm-hmm.
And since speaking is all there is, and it's the most powerful, it's basically the source of all creation, you don't have to go out and do anything with your hands or
right.
You know, make anything, really. This is the be-all and end-all, sort of.
Hey, Carolyn. Roxana, the composer in Berlin, says, yes, document Bob. She's my biggest supporter. She's out there. She has a whole place on my own.